You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 43, and I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, brand and communication strategist, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Every plan and purpose for your life starts with knowing who and whose you are. And that's according to my guest, Joanne Tweedy, who joins me today. Now, Joanne is a life and leadership coach and leader of women's movement, She Seeks. She's passionate about strengthening women to rise in their identity in Christ in order to lead in all spheres of life and be the change that they wish to see in the world. Now, making the love of Christ known is also very important to Joanne, and her story is one of God's redemption from chasing worldly success in the media, TV, and corporate industries to rebuilding a meaningful career that gives God glory. Now, on today's show, Joanne's going to share every plan and purpose for your life starts from your identity and knowing who and whose you are. God-breathed potential is seeded within every individual. She's going to talk about that today on the show, as well as leadership starts with building relationships first, earning the right to journey together and to influence someone else's, their thoughts, their feelings, and their behaviors, and so much more. So welcome to the show, Joanne.
Welcome, Anne-Marie. It's so great to be here. Thank you for having me on the show. A real honor and privilege.
Yes, and me too. I'm so honored to have you on the show too. And as I was reading your introduction, I'm thinking, I think we can all relate to that. As you know, success and significance and having that drive to really succeed, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But where we focus, where that core central focus is first, that is really important and, you know, it aligns with their identity. So love that you're speaking about this today. Just give people a bit of an overview of your journey. This is something that I'm doing with all of my guests. I mean, obviously, you've got a diverse career and then starting your business. Was that something that you always wanted to do, or experiences and situations in your career has kind of led you to, you know what, this is really where I feel that I'm called to contribute? What was your journey like?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you've used the word journey, because we're all on a journey and it has definitely been a process. So in a nutshell, my journey has been typical high achiever, perfectionist, as a lot of women are, and really was away from the church for a long time, chasing identity, purpose, self-worth, meaning in, I guess, worldly success. And it really took arriving back at the church in my early 30s, God meeting me in a really personal way, doing a lot of heart surgery, and walking that out, that has transformed not only my heart, but also my life and my business and career as well. So, and that's brought me to the place where I'm sitting in now.
Yeah. You know, I absolutely love that you've shared that, and I think for some of us it's around that identity that's become really apparent to me too. And if I think back to my life, I mean, I was adopted at 3 months old into a beautiful, loving Christian family, but even so, you know, for me the identity of abandonment and rejection, which was just so untrue, really, so for me too, I can relate to that. So that what happened for me was that I was finding success and achievement in when I did achieve success in that worldly, as you say, so the next award or the next certification, it was just never enough. And then, of course, when you got rejected, when someone said no, that was just a real cut to the soul. Mm-hmm. And then it was realizing, you know what the world says I am, my achievements, the plaques on the wall mean absolutely nothing. Who does God say I am? And once I realize that, and it sounds like you too, once we realize that, it's just a whole weight just gets lifted off our shoulders. Have you found that as well?
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing that. And I think bringing that vulnerability into this conversation for obviously us as well as the audience here. I've really seen this as a specific challenge for women as well. A lot of the women that I coach, confidence and self-esteem and worthiness is a real stronghold over women's lives. I feel that we live in a culture that tells women that their worth is based on their look, their appearance, their outward success. And, you know, God's kingdom is an upside down kingdom. And it really, I do passionately believe that it starts from within, really deeply understanding who you're called to be first and foremost, before you step out into the various roles that you're called to play in your life.
Yeah, it's so true. When you look back to yours, and what was the biggest insight that you really learned? And the reason I ask that is because someone who's listening or watching today or even the recording may be going through that transition, may really have been trying to strive and strive and strive, but really that true identity and that knowing that, you know what, I am enough, I have incredible value to offer, to get to that level can be really hard for people. So what was it for you that moment when you realized, you know what, I am enough because he says I am? What was that moment for you and what insights can you share?
Yeah, beautiful question. I think it is a deeply intimate and personal space. I think it's the key for transformation is not religion but relationship. And I guess that's what I found in my journey back to the church, but really it was the journey that I needed to walk out. And I guess the turning point or the tipping point is really choosing to believe and walk in the truth that you are who God says you are.
Yes.
And that is absolutely the true sort of seed of transformation.
Yeah. You know, I want to touch on, because I don't think we've really spoken on the show with any of the guests about this religion versus relationship. And, you know, I'm really sad. And I grew up in the church and it was quite a traditional church, but there was, we were still taught, you know, how God loves us. And, you know, as we know, Jesus gave his life. He loved us so much. And it says in the Bible, on this side of heaven, we're only experiencing such a small portion of God's love, because if we were experiencing in its full, in its totality, we would be crushed. It is that big, it's crushed. But sometimes, unfortunately, in some churches, the religion, the rules, that you can't do this, you can't do that, overshadows the love, the forgiveness, the compassion, which is what Jesus really was. Speak a little bit more about that, if you will, because there are some people walking around really hurt, unfortunately, from experiences in various churches, which I think is really sad. And they've kind of turned away altogether. What was it? Maybe you've had experience in that or you've seen. What lessons and insights can you share?
Yeah, beautiful. I will disclaim this by saying I'm planted in a really healthy, vibrant church at the moment that's absolutely life-giving. But I think in terms of my own walk and experience, it's about, I guess meeting God in a personal way, choosing that you're going to replace, I guess, the lies, a lot of lies that you're living out of, with his truth, and really meeting his grace in a personal, life-transforming way. And I think that's the true platform for a lot of healing of wounds that can sometimes come out of human relationships in our humanity.
Yes.
And I think it's separating, the love of Christ from maybe some of the human messiness that we all walk through.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, you know, this message is not about bashing anybody at all. I mean, I think, you know, it's just like when, as you're speaking with someone, sometimes, you know, their model of the world or things that they have had experiences has kind of shaped their thinking. And I think in any conversation, even in, you know, differences, I've got colleagues who have got beliefs that's quite different. If it comes from one of respect and understanding, even if you've got to come to a mutual understanding, let's just agree to disagree. We can hug, we can shake hands and agree to disagree. I think when we have those relationships, then opportunities can certainly stem from that. So let's talk about our God-breathed potential. I think even as Christians, we don't realize the significance in the supernatural elements of when God steps in, when God takes over, when we allow Him control and we surrender to Him, just what is possible. Yes?
Oh, absolutely. I actually love that you brought that up, because one of the scriptures I was camping in prior to this conversation that even probably 2 weeks ago wouldn't have been as real and tangible for me. And I love that the word is, getting in the word is a process of constant revelation, is 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. And it talks about we're not given a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and self-control. And for me, that ministers so much. My biggest fear is that we get to heaven, we get to the end of a race of our life, and we actually didn't live in all that was available to us. And not from a place of condemnation, but from a place of missed opportunity and missed potential. So part of my message is to hopefully call out seeds of greatness in my clients and help champion them into all that God's called them to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And in actual fact, I think in the previous interview, I was talking to the guest about this topic, in that, you know, sometimes we put barriers around the Holy Spirit, don't we? Of course, we're talking the Spirit. The Spirit of God lives in us. That's a gift that we're promised. And through His transformation in our lives, we become more Christ-like. We're able to experience that, of course. But when we start putting barriers around that and certain expectations, then, of course, you know, we're not able to experience. What do you see, the fullness of what He's able to do in our lives? Do you see through the work that you've been doing with women that there are some common themes where women do tend to keep themselves stuck? Has that come about? I'd love you to share that. What sort of themes do you find that women particularly can keep themselves stuck, not realizing the full potential that's available to them?
Yeah, definitely. Probably the biggest themes that I'm hearing from women is self-worth, confidence, and identity. Yeah. So a lot of where I've seen the biggest breakthrough for my client is really getting back to the basics of, okay, what does godly confidence and walking in your worth really mean? Crafting really strong identity statements in Christ, and that becomes the anchor, I think, that provides you to sort of live and walk in full abundance. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you're sharing that, I'm reminded of a conversation, or a number of conversations that I've had with people over the years prior to being involved in podcasting and marketing and all of that beautiful stuff and building a business. I was a career coach. And one of the things that I needed to do to be able to support clients and bring various, you know, tools and activities and things like that to help them discover what makes them tick, you know, all of that stuff, which we use in the workplace, was self-awareness. And I think not understanding what are some of our strengths, what are some of our gifts that are very unique to us, can then allow us not to really see the things that we can harness and use to build, you know, that significance and our identity. Have you found that too? It's because people have not really gone and explored what makes them unique, their strengths. And then on the other side of the coin, maybe realizing their strengths but taking them for granted and minimizing them. But both spectrums, has that been apparent? You found that too?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you've talked about strengths. So definitely a lot of my work is about helping women not only identify, but name, articulate, and strategically leverage their strengths. Yes. And we can put a worldly lens around that. There's some fantastic psychometrics available in the marketplace, and I think there's great strategy there. But when you take some of that worldly knowledge and you also couple it with, I think, a strong faith-based belief that actually God has put you these strengths in you for a certain plan and purpose that's uniquely yours, that's when I think people can really powerfully break away from the containment lines that maybe they've inadvertently put around their own lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we know, you know, there may be certain areas in our life or in our business, the activities that may not necessarily be a strength. Yet when we do surrender that to his, you know, support and will, and that's when it said we become strong. And through that development, we actually realize. And I'll give you an example. I had a guest who came on the show who was absolutely fearful of public speaking, and she'd gone and done a course that taken her 10 years. It was a degree, and she got to the end of the nearly the 4 years, but there were four assignments that needed to be done to complete the degree, and that was each delivered standing up in front of the class to deliver the presentation. She went back to her husband. She said, look, I'm so thankful that you supported me, but I'm not going to be able to complete this. He says, what do you mean? She told him. He said, I think you need to just go and do some courses. And she did that on speaking. But she said, you know what? Now in her business, that's what she does. She speaks and she brings, you know, obviously faith to other women in business too. She said, had I not got over that fear and had I not realized and gone and developed that strength, I love speaking now. So sometimes we can actually create fear in our own minds and build it up so big, when in actual fact, on the other side of that fear, God has incredible, you're actually quite good at that. You just need to break through that initial fear. Have you found that to be true too?
Yeah, absolutely. I think probably two things I would say to that. I think, yeah, God does sometimes anoint areas of our weakness to show, I guess, to reveal in loving kindness our need for him. Mm. And there's some gifts of real deeper sort of intersection with our faith in those spaces. And the second point is probably, I love that in our humanity, we're gifted with choice.
Yes.
And it's a choice, isn't it, to lean in to maybe the discomfort sometimes and to break through for the possibility of what might be.
Yeah.
And I think that's true strength and that's true courage.
Yes, absolutely. I know one of the things that you have saying that when we come into agreement with the plan and promise for our life and then leverage our strengths, we really can live an abundant life, one of purpose and meaning. Something else that I hear a lot of women struggle with, and I know if I look back, you know, a number of decades ago, this was something that I struggled with too. I'd love you to speak to this. How do we really lean in? What did you do that enabled you to get clear on really what's my purpose? What is the meaning for my life? And I say that, I mean, even non-Christians struggle with this. What is the purpose? Yet we've got a creator who knitted us together in our mother's womb, who has that all laid out for us. How do we lean and find out what that is?
Yeah, beautiful. So we talked about journey at the start of this conversation. Mm. So I think it is a journey. And also I think the outworking of calling comes in seasons. So I think but number one, it's about really going deep in terms of who am I called to be? Let's take off the hats of the various roles we play, mother, wife, daughter, businesswoman. You know, there's multiple hats we play. Getting really anchored in who am I called to be, first and foremost? What are my values? What are my passions? And then I think the next step is crafting a really powerful vision or mission statement for your own life that strongly connects with your core why. And then I think it's about then walking that out. And there's different seasons in terms of what the specifics of, I guess, calling look like.
Yeah. For someone who may be going through that process, let's talk about different seasons. Are there some examples maybe through your own life? And why I ask this is sometimes what we do as women, again, maybe this may be me, is we look at what other women are doing. They're at a completely different season. They have walked decades before us, yet we can sometimes compare ourselves, can't we? And that can keep us stuck. So let's talk about some of these seasons, because you know, seasons can really differ in time too. Would love you to share some insights on this.
Yeah, totally. I think just thinking about stories of my clients, I think there's different seasons of, I think ultimately our purpose on this earth is to give glory to God. So I think that
first
that
and foremost,
is constant, but how that's lived and felt and experienced changes. So just thinking about my client journeys, sometimes they may be called into a season of ministry and leadership and really elevated in that given platform, given influence and opportunity to reach people on a massive scale. And then sometimes you're called into a season of rest. And it's, I think, wisdom and discernment to know that, that sometimes in those seasons of rest, things like character are built along the, along the journeys. So, yeah, I think it's being all in, being brave to sort of live and fully experience the season you're in, but also being able to take a step back, seek wisdom and discernment of, okay, where is God calling me to live, to serve and to be right now?
Yeah, beautiful. Because, you know, we can often look at what other people are doing and what they're achieving and it minimizes or we want to speed up, but it's all in his timing, I think, which is just such a wonderful reminder. Something else that I find that often happens with women, and I'd love you to speak about this, and this is all about the guilt and the shame. Sometimes, you know, we know we've been forgiven, we know that we've been saved, but we still carry that burden of shame and guilt with us, you know, even from our previous experiences. And what I mentioned to a previous guest, and I'd love you to again share more, is that sometimes the experiences, even when we have kind of departed and we walked away and we thought, you know, we can do this on our own, separate from God, he can use those experiences, can't he, to help us in this new season to be able to go full circle and share the lessons and his love for people who are walking and going through those struggles. Have you found that to be true too? And what do you say for someone who is struggling with that shame and that guilt? Because guilt and shame are two things that I think as women we carry around us, you know, with us day in, day out, and that can also stop us from achieving the full potential that God's destined us to achieve.
Yeah, beautiful. I completely agree. I think we've all, as women, have that little backpack of shame or our past mistakes that we can easily wear. Yeah. And I guess in foundationally, I think the grace of God is not a spirit of condemnation, but a spirit of freedom. But I think it's up to us to make a choice to actually walk in the freedom that's offered for us. So, I mean, how we do that, I really empathize with any listener that maybe this may be touching on some wounds for them in this conversation. I think it is a deeply personal journey, but it's a choice, I think, to lay those burdens down, to receive love. And probably one of the biggest weapons we have to fight it, I think, is to get in the Word. Ephesians 6 talks so beautifully about the armor of God. And I think one of the biggest weapons that we can fight a lot of the voice of condemnation and shame, which I believe isn't Jesus, but it's the own tapes that play in our head, is through speaking the Word into and over those places in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that we need to do on a daily basis, isn't it? That's why in the Bible it says renew your mind every morning. It's so important because the enemy can get in there with our own self limitations, and our self beliefs can certainly speak and stop us from really just laying that down and saying, you know what, no, I'm just not going to carry that around, that is a lie. Something else that you love to speak about, and I'd love to hear you share this, about leadership really starts about building relationships first. They're so important, earning the right to journey together and to be able to influence others, their thoughts, their feelings, their behaviors. Share more about this.
Yeah, beautiful. So one of my absolute passions is to help women grow in their leadership capabilities. I believe that women have a specific mantle on this earth to be leaders in every sphere of life. So part of that, I think, in terms of growing in leadership skills to influence is really learning how to do relationships well and do journey well. I think often people, we talked earlier about comparison syndrome, they see the fruits of success but often don't want to sit in the journey, and often that, the skills around that are emotional intelligence, earning the right, I think, to speak wisdom and discernment into someone else's life. And really how that comes from is leading your own life first. I think people will only follow where you've led and experienced first.
Yeah, and I think we have such a fantastic role model in Jesus that really he went with compassion. He always with compassion and at true love for other people, even when people and this is such a great reminder for us as Christians, particularly if we are working with people who are non-believers or even with fellow Christians. There are ways that we can say things that uplift and empower, even if we're trying to impart, you know, an empowering message to them. And then there's other ways that can just unfortunately do the opposite and not really have or open up the doors of opportunity for learning and growth. And I think it's really, if we need to understand that, you know, other people, the way that they communicate, and can I say something, maybe take a step back. Questions are really good too. What are some techniques? Are there things that you do with your clients that helps them to become better listeners, better communicators, if we are having to or wanting to have a conversation with someone so we can build that relationship? What are some of the things that you share?
Yeah, beautiful. So I guess number one, it's getting the heart stance right first when you come to those conversations. Two, it's about creating common ground. I love that you talked about to lead more, we need to listen more. I really agree that listening, asking powerful questions are such a tool for understanding. And I think it's really finding that common ground, that shared value as to negotiate win-win outcomes with people.
Yeah, brilliant. And of course, we can use that in opportunities if we're working with a potential client or even existing client, if something perhaps, you know, a conversation needs to be had, but even team members too, you know, how we lead our team, it starts with us, doesn't it? And actions and our approach and our attitude speaks louder than the actual words that we say. And that's such an important reminder for all of us that, you know, how we're approaching and our attitude and how we're just speaking out there in the world really continues to share. And I mean, as Christian business owners too, we're ambassadors for Jesus. So, you know, is what we're going to say, is that going to uplift him? Is it going to speak truth and life into someone's, you know, life about him? Or perhaps is it going to leave a bad taste in their mouth? Such a great reminder for all of us. It's been such an honor speaking with you today. Share a little bit more about the work that you do, Joanne, and also too, how can people get in contact with you?
Yeah, beautiful. So my work through my women's ministry, She Seeks, has sort of three core pillars. So one, it's all about sisterhood and community. So we'd love, if anyone's listening to this conversation, would love to connect. You can find She Seeks on Instagram. We have weekly devotionals that we send to our community that's all about growing in the word and making it real and tangible to our everyday struggles as women. And I also have some information on my website about our current programs on confidence and leadership as
well. Yeah, fantastic. And I think, you know, what I love about that, and, you know, it's a conversation, a whole other conversation, is, you know, sometimes as women, we really need to lean in and to be supportive of other women. And, you know, in one of my other podcasts, Women in Leadership, sometimes in the corporate space, we're not as wanting to reach out and lean in and support others. And I think, you know, collaboration and support, building a community and lifting each other up, all helps in building our own self-confidence. And I think sometimes when people are unable to do that as much, it's look, you know, what is your level of self-confidence? Because if we are so confident in who we are, it doesn't matter what other people are doing. That's great. They're doing them. I'll do me. And collaborating, supporting one another, we can both lift each other up and the community that we're here to serve, to be better, to think better, to lean in, and just to be a light in the world. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
So powerful. And Anne-Marie, how much are you living that message?
I love it, because you know what? I get to hang out with incredible women such as yourself, and I learn from every conversation. You know, I think we can never learn too much and be reminded over and over, because life happens, stuff gets in the way, and we've got an enemy that likes to whisper, and it's like, get off, not listening to that anymore. Been there, done that, no more, bye. So it's been such a pleasure. One of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests is to say a word of prayer as we are closing up the show. May I do that for you as well?
Amazing. Thank you.
Fantastic. So let's have a word of prayer. Father God, thank you for the opportunity that we had today to be able to listen to Joanne's testimony and the incredible work that she is doing for women. Lord, you know, there is an enemy. There is someone out there who wants to really have us doubt and become disappointed in our lives so that we can't achieve what you have destined for us. So we want to just pray for continued blessing, for continued favor on the work that Joanne does, for the clients that she's working with, and for the people that are finding out about her and stepping into her programs too. Father, we just want to uphold that and thank you. for the blessings that you've had and for the work that she does. Father, sometimes if the people are listening today that have really seen that in their life they're not as confident and their identity is not as centered in you, and that they can see that they've been challenged, we just want to pray for them that the Holy Spirit will work in their hearts and that they will reach out and find out more about the incredible support that Joanne is able to offer them. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, Joanne.
I just want to echo that for any women that are listening, that that the Holy Spirit will move on some of the words that were discussed today, and reveal to them the truth of who and whose they are.
Yeah, absolutely. So powerful. Of course, reach out to Joanne. Find out more about the work that she offers. Join a community that uplifts one another, and through that can continue to allow your light to shine in the world. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Emery. It's been an absolute privilege. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.